And joining me live on the air is country singer Chris Peterson, who's coming up to Lincoln County in Western Wyoming next weekend to be the vocalist celebrity guest judge. And he'll be performing a mini concert on stage with his band as well. Chris, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great. Good morning to you.
Hey, appreciate you taking some time this morning. You staying cool down there in Cedar City in the hot and heat?
Oh, we're sure trying, but I don't know that we're succeeding very well, but we've had some triple digits in the last few weeks, but we're surviving.
Ugh. You know, we think it's hot here in Western Wyoming. We've been, I think we've hit 90 twice so far this summer.
Yeah.
So maybe
I wish I could say that for here.
Well, Chris, we are looking forward to having you come up. For those who are not familiar with you, tell us, who is Chris Peterson as far as your music background and what you do?
Well, my music background and influence all comes from country, and I love classic country music. And then I just got into songwriting through listening to music as a kid, and hooked up with a really amazing producer, Trent Willman. He also produces Cody Johnson. And so I feel very fortunate to be just connected with some amazing people in the music industry, and to be able to do my own music.
You know, you mentioned kind of that country background, country influence. It's kind of that 90s style country, right? That Chris Ledoux style. I mean, Chris Ledoux is a huge deal here in Western Wyoming, and it's kind of that style, correct?
Yeah, I grew up on Chris Ledoux, and he's one of the biggest influences on my music. I remember when I was about 12 years old, I'd go to bed every night listening to an album by Chris Ledoux called Gold Buckle Dreams. And anyway, I have influences of that, definitely. We try to have a more modern take on those Western influences and just have fun with it and make music that I love.
This year's celebrity guest judge for the vocalist, Chris Peterson, joining us live on the Weekday Wake Up this morning. So tell us about some of the music you've written, Chris, and some of the songs, some of the original work that you've done that people might hear next weekend.
Okay, well, we've written a bunch of songs. One of the most recent, obviously, is we just released it in May. It's called Horse People. We've had a lot of success with it. I think a lot of people relate to it, especially those people in the horse world, Western world. Just a fun song. I started talking to my producer one day about it, and I was just saying, you know, we as horse people are a different breed. There is no one out there like us. And if you were looking at us from the outside, you would think that we were crazy. So we kind of wrote a song about that.
We actually have that song at our station on the spur.
Oh,
we're playing
well,
that one on the spur up here. So good
Thank
stuff.
You so much.
Is there a song that you have that you've written that is extra special to you for one reason or another?
There's a bunch of them, actually. One of them that kind of hits home for me always is called Edge of 18. I grew up in a small town in northern Utah, just outside of Evanston, Wyoming. And we travel through Star Valley all the time, and it was just a wonderful place. But just growing up in that type of environment, the town I grew up in wasn't a big town. It was probably similar to Afton or Star Valley. We had no stoplights, and it was just to me, the perfect place to grow up. And so I wrote this song, Edge of 18, about just being that age where you have your driver's license and you're free and you have freedom and you have friends and you can do whatever you want and you feel like you're invincible. And then you grow up and you look back on those times just with fondness of, man, that was a good time, and I wish I could go back for just a minute.
Absolutely. Chris, how about cover songs? When you do your concerts and perform, do you pull out maybe some covers and from some of the big timers that people will recognize?
I do. I love the old classic country, so I always have a few of those included in my shows. We also have some of my favorite newer songs on the set right now. The funny thing is, one right now is actually from Lainey Wilson, which, Heart Like a Truck, I really like that song. And I just decided, well, I don't know of any guys singing that, so I'm going to go ahead and cover that once in a while. And another one is By Dirt, Jordan Davis. I really like that song. It resonates with me, and so I sing it.
Awesome. That's great. Chris Peterson, our vocalist judge, celebrity judge, coming into the Lincoln County Fair as part of the vocalist competition next Saturday on August 5th. Chris, of course, this is a competition setting, and being on stage as a judge, you're not unfamiliar with this type of thing. In fact, tell us about the the Battle of the Bands, kind of country music style Battle of the Bands that you competed in and won in Kanab, Utah, not too long ago.
Yeah, that was just a couple years ago. Country Battle of the Bands. It was a national competition. We had bands from Nashville, LA, all over the place competing. And we went in for a full two-day competition. And basically you'd play your set against all the other bands in the day. And the judges would look at your performance and basically who entertained them the best. And so I another stipulation was you had to have, basically it was 90% original songs. So you couldn't be doing a bunch of covers. So went in there, took my songs, which I'm proud of my songs and the songs that I've built. And we went in there and we ended up winning it. It was a nice prize to win. We're proud of that accomplishment.
That's very cool. So now you're going to be on the flip side of it as a judge. What was your first thought when you got the invitation to be a judge for the Vocalist?
Well, I was very excited. And number one, because I love the area and the people up there. We spent a lot of time in that area, and anything I can do to get back there, I'm going to do. And especially to be a part of a competition that brings talent from all over the place, and I get to hear that. It's super fun.
Excellent. Chris Peterson, our celebrity judge for the Vocalist, August 5th. Tickets on sale at LincolnCountyFair.info. Chris and his full band will be on stage for a mini concert. And Chris, we've had some celebrity judges in the past, of course, but you're the first one that will be bringing the full band with you. And we're pretty excited to have the whole group together.
Well, that's amazing. I'm super excited to be there. We'd love to play to Wyoming.
Excellent. Chris, where can people go to find more information about your music? I was going to ask, you have quite the social media following. To tell us about what you do on social media.
Yeah, I've been building that for a while. It's just part of what I do. It's the culture around. To me, country music is more than just music. It's a culture. It's a lifestyle. And so over the years, I have built a page of cowboy and western lifestyle type things and country lifestyle. My background is in videography and photography and music, and so all of those things combine really well into creating content and building a platform for people to enjoy the western lifestyle and all things country. So you can find that. It's at @diehardcowboy_, and that's just another part of what we do.
Excellent. At Die Hard Cowboy. You're also online, and of course, all your music is available on all the major platforms, correct?
That's correct. And we've got some new songs coming out this summer. Actually, two more new ones this summer. And then, you can find any other information as far as whatever you want to find out, booking, downloads, whatever, cpcountry.com.
Chris Peterson, this year's celebrity guest judge for the Vocalist. Again, tickets available now at LincolnCountyFair.info, and Chris and his band will be putting on a fantastic mini concert Saturday night as part of the event on August 5th. Chris, thank you so much for your time. Can't wait to get you up here.
Thank you so much. We're excited to be there.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.